Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I was just loading your. Hey, just loading your songs up, making sure they're good to go. Were you sitting on hold long?
No, I wasn't sitting on hold long at all.
Okay, just making sure everything is good to go with your songs. Sometimes they, I can load them up while I'm on the show, but I just one of them, the Dirty Lemons one, I had processed, so I wait, maybe it didn't. I don't know. Just double checking them and making sure it's all good. All good. Know what I'm saying? It's a business.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Just load this up one more time because it does this. Blog Talk Radio is wonderful.
My bad. I was talking to one of my friends. They just left. Their girlfriend just graduated from this campus. And we were just talking about doing like a road trip or something soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be fun. You'll have fun on that. Are you going to go?
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to think of what I want to do. I've been thinking about going to Comic-Con or something, or running an arcade for my 25th birthday and just doing something simple and simplistic for now. I was supposed to go out of the country again for my 25th, where my mom is going to be like a girls' trip. My mom, my sister, my aunt, my fiance. But it wound up... she wound up getting, like, sick, so we had to, like, postpone it for right now. That was, like, the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm excited.
Here.
Either way, like, I got through another semester of school.
I said a year will pass by quicker than you realize. These songs are enough. One of them is loaded.
Yeah.
The other ones give me trouble. The ones that fuck with me. The Dirty Lemon. Maybe it loaded up some other where. Sometimes it's like not in order, you know. Sometimes they'll go all the way down to the bottom, and sometimes they'll have order. But
did you get the free one? Did you get the one that says free?
Yeah, that's loaded up. I'm trying to load Dirty Lemons up.
Yeah, that's what I
Dirty Lemon.
It's really you know, in the process
up.
Of making that song, like how I make a lot of my music, honestly, I freestyle it, and then just. That's a song, Dirty Lemons and Free are two songs I actually just was freestyling when I was coming up with it. And it just has, like, totally different meanings. But it's just, I don't know, I like Dirty Lemons because it's like I'm letting myself go of all the things I felt like society holds me to. You know?
Talk about
the
that.
Fact that makes me feel
yeah, I want you to
yeah.
talk about that in your interview. I want to ask you about that. When I play a song, I want you to ask. I want to ask you about this song. I want to say something like, "Tell us a little bit about this song," and you know, tell us some history about it. And you can say just that. That's the kind of thing I want. That's perfect. That's good stuff. Sorry, I just want to make sure I got that song loaded up, and then we'll be all right.
No, you're fine. I sent it again, so hopefully it works this time.
Oh, I have it. I have it in my computer. I'm just loading it up to the Blog Talk. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it takes a few times. I'll send something or upload something, and it'll just be processing. And then I'll upload it again, and it'll be good, you know. Or I'll have to upload it a couple times, you know. So, like right now, I got 30 lemons. Two of my uploaded, they're processing, and I'll upload one more. I'll see how that goes. Maybe I won't put number one in front of it. I don't know. This Blog Talk is just retarded, but I'll get it.
I sent you three, so I mean, if you want to play all three, you definitely can. All three are different. The Nice for What remix, I like that one the most out of those, only because I like how the production was handled. You know, like the mixing is really, really good. It sounds really great. And just that whole concept of the song, it may sound crazy to someone else, but you just got to be like a trippy kid to get it, you know? You got to be a part of that world to really understand what I'm talking about. Because I'm like, how many times, too many tabs, these sims and these cats are all that I have left. You know, there's like some really like cool, I don't know, stuff I'm dropping. Little.
Yeah, things. I can play that song. I won't have the time to do during the interview unless you want me to, because I can only play two songs during the interview, so you can pick which ones you want. And I can play the other song during the show, because I play randomly, I play songs. I play, you know what I mean? I'll play a song, you know what I mean? Let's take a little, instead of a commercial break, let's take a song break or something, is what I'll say, or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I can do that.
To you. I would want the Nice for What is one I definitely want, because it's like something that's relevant, and the beat is a little bit more upbeat than the other two. The Shook one, that beat, it's okay. It was like a really quick, like, interlude kind of freestyle I was doing one day, and just turned into something as, like my rock rendition to, like, Shook One. It's not so, like, traditional or hip-hop based, so I think it's, like, different. I like it. It's, like, super, super druggy type stuff, so it's really, really cool. And then Dirty Lemons is, like, a sad, mellow, chill kind of song, but it's also, depending on, like, how you feel, it can be, like, you know, just something to vibe out to. It's a mood. I think all my music is mood music. It's a mood.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm just trying to. I'm having trouble loading the other one up. I don't know. This is a pain in the ass. Just bear with me here. If you want, we can. This is what I do. This is what I'll do, because I want to play two songs. And I don't want to keep you waiting. I was trying to figure out how to do this because I was trying to load it up. But I have the one song loaded up, which is free. And after your interview, I play a song, like after I hang up with you. So I don't need to have this song loaded up at this very moment. The free song is all I really need, you know, one song, you know, during the interview. That's all I play during the interview. So how does that sound? Just so I don't have to mess around with this, because I don't know what's wrong with this thing. And my tablet lets me load it better, and I can't load it on my tablet until while I'm on the show. So
that's fine.
We'll do that.
That's
all right. All right. That sounds good. All right. Let's get to I'll start it off, and I'll kind of do the introduction, and then we'll get to the questions. You know, I'll just start talking. You just follow my lead. It'll be good. Let's see, what time is it right now? All right, next up. All right, and action. All right, next up we have. All right, hold on, real quick. How do you pronounce your name again? Because I didn't want to get that wrong. Vieira.
It's Vieira.
Vieira. Okay.
Yep.
And you're from Naples, Florida, right?
You could say Philly in Florida. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, but Naples.
Well, I want to ask you where you grew up. That'll be the first question I ask you. So, yeah, we'll get into
that.
Yeah,
Florida.
All right.
Naples, Florida.
All right. We'll get into your history of that stuff. All right. And action. Well, now it's time to get into the interview part of the show now. Our guest for today is Vieira, hip-hop artist, music artist. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. Hey, everybody.
Oh, how you doing there? Everybody, welcome to the show. And hold on, let me just start that over. See, this is where I like to record. All right, and I'm going to just do something simple. I'm just going to say welcome to the show. I'll say to you, welcome to the show. All right. And action. All right, everybody, it's time to get into the part of the show where we have our interview. Our special guest for today is a hip-hop artist, Vieira. Vieira, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you?
I'm all right now. I'd be better if I didn't eat so doggone much. Man, I feel bloated like I'm pregnant. I tell you, I don't know how you women do it. I feel like I'm about to pop out three of them right now. About to head to the emergency room. Doggone it. That's what happens when you eat too much. Yeah, it's just want things. They seek things. They want it. Don't get it. Ain't good for you. So we're going to get into some questions for you here and try to get to know you a little bit. Well, let's start off first with where you grew up now.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. Okay, so I was born in Philadelphia, but I was raised in Florida, Southwest Florida. Naples, Florida, I lived there for a little bit. We had acres, went to school in Fort Myers. Then moved to Philadelphia last year's of high school, and I stayed there for a while, and now I'm in college at Penn State main campus. So I'd say Florida, but Philly too, because it's really, really been very, very influential in my music and my growing, like, coming of age, I would say. So a bit of both. I have that suburban lifestyle in Florida, but that hood life also as well in Philadelphia. So I have two different perspectives, I would say.
Yeah, you're the best of both worlds is what you got there now, huh?
Basically.
Well, that's two different worlds you're talking about now. And to be able to adapt in those two different worlds, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
Not everybody can do stuff like that, you know what I mean? What kind of
definitely
things did you do for fun growing up?
Okay, so I love to swim. We go fishing as well. I used to play, like, a bunch of sports, even though I wasn't very good at them. I don't think I was very good at them. My mom thinks I was good at them. I think every mom thinks that their kid is good at stuff. Also, I used to model. I did that professionally for a little bit when I was younger. That was really, really cool. Did competitions. And
it really is. You said miming, right? Like, you don't talk. You just do the thing with the hand gestures.
It's more to it than that, but, you know, I did commercial print modeling, so I have to smile all the time, and I'd have to go on, like, casting calls, and I had a bunch of people in my face, and be like, smile, be happy, happy, and you're like a kid.
Don't worry,
and you're trying to do all this adult stuff. Yeah, so it was, like, it was okay for the time. It was fun before it became, like, something that was so important, I guess, but it definitely was fun, and it definitely opened me up to build this crazy amount of confidence that I have now, because I was so shy growing up as a kid. I would, like, man, someone would talk to me and I would have, like, this, like, nervous stutter, and I would be like, I wouldn't know what to say. And when I started to model, it really opened me up. What'd you say?
Well, that's good, man. You know, you need to, I guess you grow, you learn, you know. I mean, some people have a natural shyness about them, but being in the industry that you're in, I'm sure you got to, you know, be like talking to a lot of people and doing a lot of networking and meeting a lot of people, and especially in the music, you know what I mean? So that's probably helped bring that out, huh?
Yeah, my coach was actually like Aaron Jackson, and he always would tell me from California Dreams, he would just say, like, imagine everyone's naked in their underwear, or like that the audience.
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love when they tell you that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that, though. Let's just say I could do that, but there's some people in the audience I wouldn't want to picture naked. Then there's some people in the audience I probably would want to picture naked, but not right at that moment, if you know what I mean. So that's kind of not a good thing for Redneck Roy to do. But if it works for you, it's good. There's all kinds of
yeah,
techniques.
It helps. It definitely does. I won't lie.
And just getting up there and doing it, too, helps. You know, experience is something, you know what I mean? Just practice. Practice makes perfect. Experience is the best teacher, you know what I mean? But some things you can't have experience in unless you get up there and do it.
That's true. That is very, very true. Thank you again, Roy, for having me on the show. I mean, it's been crazy with school and work and just trying to do music. I'm very, very grateful thank you for being patient with me. Thanks.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. We're happy to have you. And, you know, it, working hard to make your dreams come true is not easy. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of long hours. You know what I mean? I'm working on my new skit just here today. I was up to 5 o'clock in the morning trying to finish the doggone thing. Couldn't even do it, but I did. You know, I'm just working on it. You know what I mean? When you have a passion for something, it's just a natural thing to just keep going. You know what I mean? You just want to keep going, try to do it the best you can, and give it all you got,
yeah,
you know what I mean? You know, make it the best you did. Make it the best you can make it. So that takes a lot of practice, a lot of long, hard hours put in, a lot of work, you know what I mean? When I worked on movie sets and whatnot, some directors did the doggone scene. They shoot the doggone thing about 4, 5, 6 times, and some people wonder why they shoot the same doggone scene so many times, and it's just like you need options. It's just what you do when you're professional, you know what I mean? You make sure that when you present something, it's going to be the best it can be, you know what I mean? Yeah, that's a good thing.
What were you saying?
That's all right. I was just going to ask you, did your parents support you, your music career growing up? I mean, did you really, like, what age did you start getting into it? And was it something that was a problem for your parents, or did they like it? Did they like hip-hop? My mama don't like the hip-hops. She bought me upside the head if I put it on. One time she broke my radio.
That's actually a really, really good question. My parents have always been very, very supportive of whatever I really wanted to do. If I wanted to model, act, sing, dance, even I can't dance, they would support me. They didn't understand me, but they definitely supported me. I wouldn't say they understood the kind of music I made because I listened to everything growing up, so I was like, they listened to hip-hop music. I wasn't listening to hip-hop music at that time when I was a kid. I started getting into music. I think I decided to rap when I was like 13 or 14, and one of my friends were singing in like school one day, and then I was like, I can sing that song too. I think it was like Part of Your World, Little Mermaid. And they were singing the song, and then I just bust out, and I started singing it with them. They were like, oh, my gosh, you can sing. And I was like, I guess. But I was, like, rapping and stuff like that.
You know, people have hidden talents, and they some people discover them at a young age. Some people it takes a long time. But I believe each and every one of us have multiple talents because I believe it's our key and tool to survive into where we live in. You know what I mean? Because whether we're born here in 2017 or born back in the 1500s, you know what I mean? I know they're two different worlds, but we're still human. And, like, we may have some trades that really don't go over well and really can't do too much for us in the world we live in today. Like, they can help us, but they maybe can't earn us a living. But if we was to be out back and grow up back in the 1500s or something like that or a long time ago, you know, in them days and age, those other skills that we have would be the necessary tools to survive. The fact that we can sing wouldn't do a doggone thing for us if we're living in 1500s, you know what I mean? So each one of us have multiple talents, you know what I mean? I think it's natural.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know. I'm a spiritualist. I believe things are always learned from past lives that are lived, knowledge gained, and just relearned, you know, or unlearned behaviors that are just passed down. So in a way, they could be like, I just think of different things all the time. I don't know. I'm always in my head thinking of different stuff. But I used to listen to rock music, like country, classical, all different types of music, actually, like a whole bunch. I had a phase where I was emo, and I listened to a bunch of screamo music, and I was into like that whole phase for a little bit. And I used to date guys who skateboarded and wore eyeliner and skinny jeans. And bands or DCs. So growing up back then, hip-hop wasn't really big in my life. So it's like really, really important now as I got older and I started to understand music a lot better that I really focused on that because I really do love hip-hop. It's soulful and R&B and blues. So I wanted to always incorporate those things in the sound to the kind of music that I make. I wanted to say that. I'm sorry.
No, absolutely, absolutely. That's what I want you to say. I want you to get deep with us and talk about that stuff. It's important, you know what I mean? it's a very very important thing for your fans to get to know about you. You know what I mean? And what I also feel that it's probably the same with a lot of people out there. You know what I mean? Growing up, you know what I mean? We all have different things, stages we go through, and you know what I mean? We start off as toddlers, little babies, and we will wound up just growing up in all different kinds of stages throughout our lives and all different kinds of maturity stages and whatnot, you know what I mean? And we're only doggone humans, so we don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, I definitely would say I was always a creative person.
Yeah, so say people got natural talent.
Definitely always in that genre of doing things, I would say, because whether it comes to writing or, like, that's one thing I really pride myself on, too. I write my own stuff, and I'm an artist without boundaries, so I can do and write just about anything. I can write rock song, country song. I can write hip-hop, R&B, classical, some old-school blues, some Motown for you. Like, I pride myself on being able to do that and being versatile and knowing that the basis of everything is really poetry. And, you know, poetry is just self-expression for me. And as our artist, or being the kind of person that I am, I'm always expressing myself in a creative manner. So whether it's me being theatrical with, like, acting, or, you know, expressive with my body as in modeling, or singing vocally or rapping, I'm always doing something in that realm of being a creative performer or doing something that deals with creative thought. So I love that. I love that, like, the Childish Gambino video that just came out, too, This Is America. I thought that video was so thought-provoking, and that's what I'm yearning for right now. That's what I'm longing for, I guess, in music, is for artists to be more vocal and use their artistry as a platform, as a voice. Because I feel like any artist that I've ever admired or looked up to, they use their platform that they had as a voice to protest against injustices wherever they came from. You know, I love YouTube. They're like one of the main people who do that, and I love them for that because they are so political, and it's empowering, especially as a kid and you grow up and you're listening to people say these things that are thought-provoking, and it's changing how you perceive things, especially when you're growing up. It's vital because it'll shape you.
It will. That's right. You know, the choices you make will shape your life forever. You know what I mean?
That is true.
And, the information that you take in and the things that you're taught during your life all growing up and whatnot will lead you to what choices you will make in the future. You know what I mean? So that it's all ties together. It's so important to learn when you're young. It's part of me now. So important to learn when you're young now. You know what I mean? And try to shape your mind as much as you can. With my young ones, I didn't shade them to the world. You know what I mean? I taught them how the world really was at a young age, so they open up to the world and they can open their minds up and learn things. You know what I mean? And understand. And I think that's important too. But you know what I mean? We all have different. I think we're all creators in different ways. Everything from people like you who create music, and people like who create movies, and people who create buildings, and people who create clothing, you wear the clothes on your back, you know what I mean? All kinds of things we create. You know, people create food. We're all creators. We're creators of every single one of us. And it was just each and every one of us got a different talent, lies in a different area, you know what I mean? Multiple ones, like I said. That's what I believe anyway. That's what I've come to know, you know what I mean, to see with my own eyes, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man,
That's true.
Life is a very, very funny journey, I could say. You know what I mean? It is a very interesting journey and different for each and one of us. You know what I mean?
Compared to
someone who does rock star, who's you know, living the rock and roll life, you know, compared to the total opposite of a businessman, someone who works in the suit and tie and goes to the office every day. You know what I mean?
I definitely feel like you're hitting on something. Because to be honest, I feel like we're all meant to live in our own truths. And our own truths suggest what's best for us individually. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those things where it's like, I really do live that rock star lifestyle, whether I have the money behind it or not. I'm still living that life because it's just a part of me. That's who I am. And as a musician, I tend to do things that I feel at times questions or pushes, you know, even myself to certain boundaries or certain levels. And I have to, like, pull myself back in a way. And I find that I have a sister who's very intelligent, is very, very smart, and she wants to be a doctor, and how she does things is totally different from me. And in a way, we still complement each other, and that's the beauty of life. It's like having these differences, but knowing that our differences shouldn't separate us and that our similarities should join us together. So it's like it's a good thing that, you know, everybody's not good at every single thing. You know, I may be good at music or some other person may be good with their hands, but we all have a specific job or duty that we're designed to do, that we're unique for, and we're just meant to walk in our truth. You know what I mean? It's like kind of like that thing when people drink and they have their preferences of light or dark liquor, or they have their poisons. They like brandy, or they may like cognac or rum or vodka. It's just like it depends on how you want to do what you're doing. But it's no, I don't believe in like right or wrong. You know what I mean? I just look at stuff.
If you want to smoke crack cocaine, more power to you. Just kind of do it by yourself. You know, make sure you don't smoke too much of it because it'll fuck you up.
I mean,
well, yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, not in that kind of way, but if that was the case, if somebody was doing that, who am I to judge them? Because we all have our poisons, we all have our things. And it's like, as long as you're functional, because I know plenty of people who do paraphernalia, different types of drugs that are functional, and they live great lives. I know rich people who do crack that are functional and live great lives. I know
got
poor people who do it.
Buying crack, you know?
Yeah,
seriously, they
that's,
got
that's
doctors
the,
and surgeons and lawyers, you know, driving BMWs up to the crack spot in the hood and shit and buying all kinds of shit. You know what I mean? You'd be surprised.
That's the thing. Yeah, you'd be surprised. That's why it's like whatever works for you works for you. Who am I to judge you? Because, you know, I'm doing whatever works for me, and who's to say that that's right or that's wrong? It totally and truly wholeheartedly depends on your perception. So it's like if you go in perceiving things with a certain kind of, you know, view, then, you know, everything you see from then on is going to be shaped or skewed with that kind of, you know, mindset, because we're conditioned to think these ways or to look at things in these ways, to analyze things in certain kind of ways. That's why I try my best to go into stuff open-minded and just be in the moment. Like, but I also, being in the moment means that I have to be aware that I am aware of the things that I do and the things that other people do around me. Is it my job to point that out to them, or, you know, it's my job to help you, but it's not my job to belittle you in a way. You know what I mean? So it's like someone
right.
saying something that I may not totally agree with, I'm going to enlighten you instead of belittling you. As an artist, that's what I push, individuality. I'm pushing that because I feel like that's what we lack right now, especially in this genre where everybody's just going with the trends of things. I'm saying be you, but be the best you could be. Compete with nobody, because I don't compete with anybody. Compete with myself. Just being the best me
right.
I could be, because, you know, that's all we can do, in essence, is just be our best selves. What's meant for
I
you
agree
is meant
with you.
For
I agree with you.
Yeah.
And, you know, another thing that comes along with that is, like you were saying, or we were talking about a few minutes ago, how each and every one of us has each different talents and whatnot. One person might be good at creating clothes, and one person might be good at creating music, and one person might be good at building, you know, houses and whatnot. And those trades that we have, you know, even though we were meant to survive with them, but we're also meant to survive relying on one another and helping one another, because we're put here on this earth together for a reason. And no matter what the reason is, we're here. And I think the most important thing out of everything is that, you know, we have to learn. Like not learning to depend on things like government assistance and whatnot, but learn to just depend on yourself, depend on your neighbor, you know what I mean, help one another, you know what I mean? And if more people can change the way that they think, you know what I mean, you have to change your mindset and how you feel and what you think about things. And if you can do that, that kind of stuff can change the world, because people have what's called free will. And in the end, when it comes down to a person going to do what they really want to do, you know what I mean? And so let's say you have a person, you know what I mean, you can change the way they think or help change your mindset, you know, help, you know what I mean, so they change the way they think. And then maybe instead of wanting to do something negative, now they want to do something positive, you know what I mean? And
partly
that's what it's about.
Right. Yeah, partly you are right. I mean, that in essence, if we lived in a perfect world, yes, that's what we have to do. But we've been conditioned a certain kind of way as human beings, period. Like, we don't appreciate a lot of stuff, just not even amongst the differences that we have with each other that separate us even more, but from other things. You know what I mean? Like, being on assistance from a government, that's not going to change what's going on in America or in the world, period. Breaking the system down changes things. Like saying, hey, why is there only 1% of the world who has wealth? Why can't we all have this wealth? Or why are we allowing these people to serve us foods that we know have poisons in them? Why are we buying these things? Why is it illegal to get herbs that could cure people of half of these diseases that's in the world, or specifically in Western society that we pay millions or billions of dollars on in pharmaceuticals anyway? And they're only putting bits and pieces of it in there, and then they're giving you other problems once they fix that problem in the pills.
That's the way the world works. That's government for you. That's why I say, you know, stop relying on government and start relying on each other. You know what I mean? Because the government's going to do what they want in any country, in any state, any country in the world. You know what I mean? People
can't
change the government.
You have to change how you think about it, too. You have to change your
way
of thinking,
too. Yeah, you do. That's what I'm saying. You got
to
change
the
way you think.
And you have to change the things that you've been doing wrong. We have to change how we eat. We have to change how we treat our environment. We have to change how we treat animals.
It's like
hip-hop
was saying in his song, Changes. You know what I mean? But the government ain't going to do that for us. We're going to do it each other. We're going to do it for ourselves. You know what I mean? That's what we got to look at.
Yeah, but, you know, it's one of those things where it's, you have to say that, but then you also have to say to yourself, how do you change the world? You know, a wise man once told me, you go home and you love your family. The first thing you do is you go home and you love your family because, you know, only thing you really have control over is what's in your universe within your 6 degrees of separation. Yeah, I want to live in a good world where, yeah, everything is perfect. There's no world hunger. There's no slavery. There's everybody thinking of these things. But it's like one of those things where it's like slavery still exists. That whole Kanye West stuff that people were talking about on the news right now, I get so frustrated because it's like, people are saying, well, you know, that happened so long ago. And it's like slavery still exists right now. There's kids who are making all of our clothes in the United States that are slaves.
We're all slaves
literally.
In the world we live in. It's just some of us know it, some of us don't.
Yeah, we're all enslaved. You know what I mean? To an extent, we all are. Like in America, we're slaves too. We're slaves to debt. We're slaves to all these things we keep getting in contracts with. And when we die, we pass it off onto our children. Most people can't even afford to die. They don't even know that. Like, you
That's
can't
right.
afford to die. Like, what are you doing? You can't afford to be sick. None of these things. So we have to think about that. As a society, as a people, period, to a Western society, we are already devotees to a system of economics that's going on right now, and we have no control over it. And there's no way of trying to fix it because it doesn't matter whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Libertarian, whether you're independent. You're all working in the same system. So it's no right or wrong. That's why, like, partly what everybody's saying is true. Like, Kanye West wasn't totally wrong, but he was wrong. So it's like, yeah, and it's like I get what you're saying with the mindset of having to change, and then that's how we could be a better people. But it's like we have to decondition ourselves. We have to let go of the cognitive dissonance, which means
ourselves.
We have to have self. Huh?
Reprogram ourselves in a way.
Basically, yeah. But it's like it's beyond just doing that. We have to have self-accountability. Yeah, we have free will and free choice, but every action we have to be accountable for. Like, the duality of things is that we are all filled with good and bad within us, that yin and that yang. So you could perceive me as being something good, and another person, depending on how their perception is of me or of how we deal with each other, they could perceive me as something bad. You know, we all have that within ourselves to be good or bad. We teeter along that line of, you know, right or wrong. But in essence, that doesn't even matter because that has nothing to do with us living as human beings. It's all these other things that go into play. And that's why I try to tell people, like, in this journey that I'm on, especially when it comes to my music, I've lived life and I've seen things, and, you know, it's a mood to be in, and it's a very, like, you know, high life kind of, like, kind of mood that I mostly talk about being in, which is, like, you get the other side of it. Right now we have people praising it and glamorizing it, and I'm on the other spectrum of it. I'm showing you, like, this is really messed up. Look at how I feel. Look at what I'm doing to get by. This is crazy. Look at, you know, the life that I'm living, the life that we're all living. Look at the things that
some
we don't think about.
Trash can. Some people don't got nothing to doggone eat. Some people had to be homeless because they don't got good credit. Yeah, the world's a crazy place, you know what I mean? But in the end, you know what I mean, the thing that I think that people should really, really realize and understand the most, that, number one, you can't worry about things you can't change, right? Focus on things you can change. And number two, as much as people don't want to admit it, some people don't want to admit it, but it's doggone true, is money is everything. Money is, it's a shame it has to be that way, but it doggone is that way. And if you don't get up and wake up and realize it, you're going to have a hard life, you know what I mean? And that's why everybody's striving.
No one's ever challenged
I mean?
It.
Well,
no,
what I mean is that's just the way the world is. Like, that's why the gas station is...
It doesn't have to be that way, though. Don't you get that? It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody one day
just decided
it to be that way. Because money didn't always matter. Currency wasn't always a thing in our society,
in
our timeline.
Currency didn't exist at one point.
At one point it didn't. Then all of a sudden currency existed. And all of a sudden, like 6,000 years ago, all these things started to exist, like marijuana plants or herbal plants that cure things. It's like all this stuff. If you really go back in time and just look into our history of stuff and our civilization as we became a society of civilized people and not Neanderthals or, you know, living as cave people.
Exactly, yeah,
it
changed over time.
It started, but it has a start date, though. You know what I mean? And it's like all these things just came out of nowhere, and we don't really know too much about it because history doesn't, you know, they're
it's
not
just so
putting
doggone
that
long
out
ago,
there.
Yeah. There's no way to know if it's so long ago. You didn't go so far back.
They're not
back.
Teaching you your truth. You know what I mean? They're not teaching you your truth. Everything we need to live off and exist off is from the earth. You don't need to be buying medications. You don't need to pay for food when there's animals right there you could kill fresh, and it'd be healthier to eat if you were learned how to do this yourself. If we learned how to fish, farm all for ourselves, we'd be self-sufficient, and we wouldn't need to go to grocery stores, and we wouldn't need all of these things that we
have
now.
Well, the whole point behind the government, that's why the government's want everybody to be dependent on them. That's what it is now. And as long as you have a government, this is the way it's going to be.
It's for money and power. I mean,
oh yeah, exactly. They do go together. They go together. You can't be at the top. I'm just going to say you can't be at the top without doing some slimy shit to get there. You can't, you know what I mean? You got to be screwing people over and doing bad things to get there. That's the only way to get there.
But it doesn't have to be that way, though. And that's what I want to teach people within my music, or want them to at least get into wanting to learn more about, is just walking it in your life, living in your truth, which means you don't have to conform to those things. You don't have to.
That's right. You're living your own world.
You don't have to turn into the person who sells out. You could just be you. You don't have to be the richest person in the world, but you can just influence who you can, and you could still live a really comfortable life. Like, what I don't understand is money doesn't have to change you, and money doesn't have to be all, end all either. And that's what I want my music to teach people, is just to be yourself, to just be. You don't have to like me, but, I mean, at least listen to what I'm saying, because I don't mean you any harm. I want the best for everybody, because in essence, we are all connected. You know, that's how I look at it. Like, we're all a part of a bigger being, which is the Most High, in my opinion, in my eyes. So it's like,
right,
we're all living our best lives.
Do you think it's possible we're
aliens,
though? I was just going to say, do you think it's possible that we're aliens? Like, some people believe that. You know what I mean? That we're like from a higher being, that we're a different species that maybe most people think, and that maybe we're aliens. Who knows?
I believe I'm a spirit. I'm very spiritual. So I believe that I am just a spiritual being, and I stem from something else, something greater, something infinite. You know, that's why I don't remember being born, and I probably won't remember dying, because I'll always exist because my spirit is eternal, and I stem from something so great that I can't even fathom, and it's created through thought that manifests and makes these big things happen. So it's like how I look at stuff is it doesn't matter what you're calling it, as long as you believe in it and you believe in something that's helping you get by, then that's great. You know, every religion points at similar things, and they're all pushing their own agendas, and everything's selling you what they want you to believe in and buy in. And it's like, as long as you believe in something and you don't fall for everything or anything, and it helps you get by and it helps you live your best life, then I don't see what's the problem in it. I don't know how that affects me in any kind of way. Like, all this stuff about everything going on in the world, that stuff doesn't bother me. I don't care if a person wants to cut their body up in different ways, if they want to be something totally different than what they're meant to be. At the end of the day, if that helps you get by, live your best life, so be it. It doesn't have to influence you or your world at all. And that's what we lose sight of as human beings. We expect that other people should be courteous and kind to us for the lives that we want to live, and everybody's selfish in a way because of how we've been conditioned to be. So it's like you just got to live the best life for you. And by you doing that, you're going to influence other people and so on and so forth, and then they're going to live their best life, and that's how you fix the things around you. You know, on a bigger scale, everybody has to do their part, drop their little pebble in the ocean, so it's making a huge ripple effect instead of us trying one person drop a big boulder in the water and it makes one, you know, splash instead of it. You know, I think that's what we're all meant to be, working on being our best selves and competing with ourselves, because, you know, individually we're all great at whatever we're great at. So I look at life in this aspect.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. That's an interesting way to look at it. It's a deep conversation, I'll tell you that. I wish we could talk more. I didn't want to interrupt you because, like I said, this is a good deep conversation. I'd love to have you back on the show again. And just to let you know, you can call in and talk anytime you want. You know what I mean?
Cool.
Just know, you know, we have deep conversations on here on the Buzzbone Redneck Roy Show. But we have to wrap it up because we're about to head into the next section of our show here. And, but listen, I want to thank you, Vera, for calling in. It was a pleasure having you. And you're a very, very intelligent, educated woman, and that's going to help you succeed. I believe that very, very true. If you're educated on life, not so much book smart, but if you're educated on life, I believe that's it's a big tool and big key to success. You know what I mean? But
thank you so much.
Real quick, before we go, though, I want to ask you real quick about tell us briefly, just give us a brief introduction to the two songs we're going to play here for you. This one, the
okay.
Dirty Lemons, and this one called Free, right?
Yeah, okay, guys. So I want you guys to play, I want you guys to hear Dirty Lemons. It's really, really great. It's kind of a cleansing of self. So I said Dirty Lemons. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade, or you can cleanse yourself and, you know, free yourself of all your past afflictions. Free is a freestyle off of Shook One. It's light and airy. It's playful and fun. Quick little interlude. Also, High for High Life. Also play that. That's my Nice for What remix by Drake. Did my own little version of that too. Follow me, guys, on Instagram, the_era101. And Twitter, if you can find me on there, V3RA101. Thank you guys for having me on the show. I'll be back as soon as I can. We are Penn State, PSU, the era, the best of the era. I'm out.
All right. Peace out, Vieira. Does that sound cool?
Yeah.
I said peace out. I think I'm a cool. I think I'm going to learn how to talk some hip-hopish so I can relate to my peoples. To my hip-hop friends, because I'm a redneck, but I can get down with, like, James Brown and rock the whole town, you heard? Yeah, baby! Well, thank you very much, Vera, for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, give her a round of applause. She's a very deep woman. She's very educated, and I really like conversating with her. You know what I mean? Y'all might not know, but Redneck Roy is a deep thinker. All right, I'm a deep thinker, and I got me some education. I might have only graduated the fifth grade, but it don't matter when it comes to your education don't matter if it's school. School ain't shit. I believe that your education comes from life and living and learning. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to get too deep with you now because I might turn philosophical on you and shit. And this is a doggone comedy show, so I got to bring the comedy. Like, I'll fuck your grandma, but I won't do it because you're my fans. You see what I'm saying? I do fuck grandmas, but if you're a fan of Redneck Roy, I ain't going to fuck your grandma, so there's to it. Well, we'll be right back after these messages, and like to hear, here you go. Cut. Now we are waiting for Nick. Thank you very much for coming on the show. You can call in anytime. Hey, brother, I'm on the air right now. Just got done the interview with our guest. I did a cameo with Mac Wyatt yesterday. When will you be able to call in? There is 1 hour left in the live show. So you must call in before then. Fucking poop face. Nick, I need you to hit me back, brother, and let me know what's going on. Just finished up my interview. Hip-hop artist from Philly.
Hey, brother. It's Benny. What's been going on with you? You know, I just wanted to tell you because I was remembering a conversation we were having where you were saying you need to get back on this medication that you used to take that you thought was working for you. And I just wanted to tell you, you really don't need medication, man. You don't need to pump all that poison into your body. All natural herb is all you need. You're single with no children. It is time for you to take charge of your life. And go after what you want. You don't have to stay in Philadelphia. You should not stay in Philadelphia. In fact, I think that is what is holding you back. Do you remember when I got up? Went to... hopped on a Greyhound bus one day and went out to South Beach, Florida. I did that because I had to get out and I had to make it on my own. You being in the Navy is not making it on your own. You need to get out in the world, get out of Philadelphia, not some city like Jacksonville, Florida, some shit town hole like that. You need to get out and you need to explore and go after what you want. And don't be afraid of failing, because if you accept nothing less than success, you will succeed. do you think I went out to California? Other than wanting to get into film, it was also an opportunity for me to grow and learn and experience and be happy and do what I want to do and not what I had to do. Thank you. Hey, yo, you calling in, you fucking poop face? Mr.
Nicky Skies. Hi, Nicky
the fuck
Skies.
What the fuck kind of show is this, man? I hear typing.
Surprise.
I don't hear nothing else. I hear this fucking guy, Dennis. This is the Dennis show.
Surprise.
I don't want to talk to
this
guy.
What's going on,
brother? Not much.
Well, what the fuck you want? You want to talk to the redneck? Who the fuck you want to talk to, man? There's multiple fucking people. You want to talk to Vinny? I'm your fucking guy. Then you fucking forget it. You know what I mean? Forget about it. Oh, the soft chin is a ho-ho chin cousin. Yeah, you crazy man.
Oh, this ho-ho chin.
Oh, this is so-so chin. Oh, cousin,
oh.
How you doing?
You know, ho-ho chin has a wife that's planning on calling in the Darbarians pretty soon.
Oh, it's going to be funny. You got to have these characters call into our show. We're the comedy show.
I've heard
call into our show with these characters.
I've talked to Ho-Chin's wife, and she has she's claimed to call into Darbarians possibly this.
Wednesday,
we'll see if really does.
Wednesday, right? Is this new days? Wednesday, yeah.
We're having now? Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. We're on Monday.
8 to 10.
Yeah, we moved to 8 to 10. I think it's better to 8 to 10. It gives you more time to prepare and do other things.
Not to mention just people trying to get home from work and settle in and fucking watch a little TV and then, you know, then boom, hit the show. You know?
Yeah, I chose Monday because it's like just another manic Monday. After a long fucking hard week, you're going to have the weekend and then you're going to start to prepare yourself
mentally.
Yeah,
Monday's great
then.
Yeah,
preparing yourself. Like, yeah, getting started your week, no matter how long it might be, you know, I think is a good thing. And then you got the middle of the week for the two Darbarians, which is the middle of the week break, your seventh inning stretch type thing, you know. I think
right.
that's kind of why we chose it too. You know what I mean? Because Wednesday is literally the middle of the week, for, especially for workers. You know.
Right.
So. Monday's a good day. Do you know that even research would say was supposedly the well from what researchers are doing the top days is the top day for like you know especially for people to download. Like you do it live. Buzz and I are trying to switch so we can do it. Where we can record it on one company and upload it on another, you know?
You need to get WhatsApp, bro.
What is that?
The app.
I'm
WhatsApp.
That, but...
You could fucking take, you could have voice clips back and forth on WhatsApp and then download anything that's being said. And then you can add them into your MP3s and do what you need to do.
Like a phone call?
Like a phone call, yeah.
So
or like just regular voice, or regular voice messages, too. Like how you message back and forth. Yeah, WhatsApp. I'm telling you, it's how people. It's a lot of people that live in other countries. How they talk to each other on the phone, they use WhatsApp. But you can download shit off. You can download the voice clips and everything off it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good. I'm telling you, it's good. Good program for what you're trying to do. Instead of having to go on air to fucking record your skits and everything, WhatsApp is good.
Now,
you don't have to do.
Well, what
you
about
have to go on air.
People? What about having multiple people?
I've never tried doing it with multiple people, but I would imagine that you probably could. I mean, I've never just been in a situation where
I'm researching ways to replace the way I'm doing it now. Do you have the script pulled up? Or send it to you real quick. Just one note.
I don't have it pulled up, but I can grab it real quick. Hold on, let me go grab my iPad real quick.
Like small part that you're along, you know. It's just you and Buzz in the part, but he's Agnes, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know where fucking Buzz. Where's Buzz at now?
He's home, like resting. He said he was having trouble breathing. I just got done doing a Vieira's interview. She's from Philly. Easy Blues took a part of the show, and so did. So did Axe, man. He was he had put peanut butter in his gum just to get the voice right, you know, because he was playing a part of Loose Tooth Lou. Oh, and you know what, dude?
Now.
Oh, it's funny. It was funny. And you know what else, dude? It sparked my next idea for my next audio show. I'm going to host and have a guest. Like I'm gonna like ask it, but it's gonna be total comedy. It's gonna be just pure fiction. And, like Loose Tooth Lou will be. I want to have guests of like people like crackheads and serial killers, corrupt police officers who have served time. You know, who tell me about their life. But I want to like ask the most ridiculous questions, have the most ridiculous fucking guests, and say the most ridiculous fucking shit. It makes absolutely no sense. Like I'll have things that make sense, but out of nowhere I'll say something just that it makes absolutely no sense. You know, so I'm trying to put together that right now.
Down
I'm just trying to get people
Matt.
Involved. Yeah, that would be fun. Luther can come on, you know.
Yeah.
And what's the crackhead lady's name? Lowdown?
Lansdowne.
Lansdowne definitely needs to come on. Lansdowne would be one of our most popular guests. And Lou, you should hear the way Mr. Axe was playing him. He was getting into it. He was, you know what I mean, getting into character and everything. Even Easy Blues,
good.
Man, he played the Boris Claiborne is his name. And
he was the
trucker. He picked me up in his 18-wheeler, you know, picked Buzz and I up. You know, we were hitchhiking. And I was kind of thinking of the scene of Pee-wee's Big Adventure of Large Marge, having that scene in my head when I was writing this, you know. But he took us back to his place for dinner. We were stuck in the neck with a needle. Tim had played his mom, and we were making fun of him. And so we were chained in the basement. And it's funny. And Tim was like, "You're gonna." You made fun of my boy, you're going to pay, you know? And all of a sudden, So-So Chin just drives a fucking Hummer car through the fucking basement fucking wall, you know, and just fucking saves the day, you know? And
well, you're
going to
have
to shoot.
You gotta
oh, yeah, I'm clipping it
up.
All up. I already got a clip up. I'm just loading them, and I'm putting all the sound effects and background music behind it. You know?
Good, good.
And,
yeah, like how I do with the other ones. That's smart. That's smart.
Yeah, it's,
all right,
it's
hold on.
It's,
let me,
with the interview, I think I might do it. But yeah, I want to send you this. I already sent it to you. Let me know if you don't have it, if you can't find it, I'll send it again.
I'm on my fucking, what do you call it?
Something that'll be easier for you to read. It was just your part, because your part's all the way at the bottom. It's what I wrote. So we have like.
Hold on a second. Here it is, right here. Redneck Roy, 1978, right?
Yeah, I'll paste it though. This is what I wanted to do here. See if I can still do this.
Oh, hold on. That's not the last. That's the last thing you sent me was April 12th. That's like a month ago. What did you just? Didn't you just send me something?
I sent you something yesterday, yes.
Hold on, I'm trying to find it on my iPad, on my tablet here. It's not popping up. My tablet doesn't have Gmail. It's like fucking weird. So everything's all different because it's a fucking, what do you call it? A fucking, I forget what it's called. The fuck? Last thing it says you sent me was April 12th, but I know you sent me the other thing because I remember seeing it. I'm about to just
let me send you an email right now of just what it is. It's going to just your lines. It'd be easier to do. I got my laptop. I mean, not my laptop. I got a desktop, I tell you.
No, you didn't tell me that. It's good, though.
Yep.
You
I got
that.
Myself a desktop finally. My landlord sold me one for $50. Said me pay him when he gets a chance. The thing is like a 500-hour PC, man. I had to buy the monitor, but he had the mouse and he had the keyboard. And all the wires.
Nice.
I had the speakers. The monitor was like $40. I got a good Dell monitor. I just sent it to you now in an email, in a Gmail. So, from Redneck Roy. Let me know if you get it. And then
Hold on. I'm gonna go look on my other phone because this shit's taking fucking forever. I don't know what's wrong with it. It's being retarded.
Is that your computer?
Nah. I'm looking at my. But not.
Can you be in front of your computer? It might be easier.
I'm calling on the house phone? Nah, I'm calling on my cell.
Oh, can you call in on the house phone? Like you do when you do your...
No, I'm not doing all that. Why? You don't like the sound?
No, it's fine. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you're used to it, if you want to, if it's going to be better sound. I mean, the sound's fine right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Sometimes it might break up, although there has been people and whatnot, but... No, you sound good.
All right, hold on. I'll turn on my other phone. I'll get the email through this. Man, it's already 2 o'clock. I got to fucking record somebody at a fucking 2:30. This is ridiculous, man.
You want me to
fucking
just send it to you in a minute?
No. Hold on. I'm going to have it in a second.
It's very short line. Just so you know, it's not going to take long at all to record. It's very, very short.
I
want to record one line after another because Buzz already recorded his lines, and so I have to record it and fit it in with the ones that he did. So one after another, you know, you'll record one line after another. With that line and cut, and then it's like 4 lines, 5 lines.
I don't know what you mean by that, but okay.
Agnes comes and drags Luther. At the end, she just drags him by his ear, you know? He's like,
what, am I being
ear,
Luther?
Woman. Yeah,
am
you're
just
being Luther.
Luther?
Just Luther, yeah. It's for comedy.
Really? It's Luther. It's
yep.
Time. Time to get in, get
right.
Dirty.
There you go. Get into character, Luther.
It's time. Well, it's Luther time.
Can you get
in
Gmail?
Yeah, I'm in the Gmail now. I'm waiting for everything to. I just turned his phone on, so everything's coming in. It just it's like hooked up to the internet. It's all coming in now. Boom,
okay.
Boom, boom.
Now,
boom.
What do you think of this? This is what I have as your name because I wanted to make up a full 3-word name for Agnes to call you. Let's go, Luther Van Balls Wilcox. We never gave Luther a last name or a middle name. It was just
Luther.
Nah, Luther,
has
right?
A last name. Luther has a last name.
What's his last name?
What the fuck? I used it in a skit like a long time ago. I'm trying to remember what it is now. Luther, what the fuck was his name? It was like Luther Lindros or something like that. That's all right. We can change it. We can change the name. What do you want to call him? Please change it.
You want me? Well, I have Wilcox because Agus's last name is Wilcox, like the one.
Well, this is Luther Wilcox. But really, it's Lindros, and that dumb bitch Agnes wouldn't take my last name.
It's Luther Van... What do you say? Say that. No, it's Luther Van Balls. Luther Van Balls, V-A-N-B-A-L-L-S, Wilcox.
That is way too long for me to ever remember. You know that, right?
Oh, I just want to know.
Luther
I want to hear you
Van
say it
Balls
here.
Wilcox?
This is Luther Van Balls Wilcox.
There you go. You see, that's just
it's
how
it's too
funny.
Long.
Agnes call you that. Agnes is going to say that. But you know how like the,
I think Van Balls like should be more of a Van Balls should be more of a middle name than a fucking than a, or more of a nickname than a last name.
Luther Wilcox.
Well, I wanted to be something funny like Van Balls could be his middle name. So
yeah, but
maybe
nobody's
going to
name their
kid.
That. Nobody's going to name the middle name Van Balls. That's stupid.
I know, it's
comedy.
Could
be like a nickname.
Listen.
Yeah,
Nick,
I know.
Comedy,
but he's gotta, I don't like it. I don't want to name him Van Balls. That's stupid. I don't like
it. You can pick one. I don't mind. What do you want as his middle name? It needs to be something funny, though. I say Van Balls. I said only chose Van Balls because of the word balls, you know? So.
Fine. We'll just use it. We'll just use it.
We can use something. You don't want to. You want to make something up? I just thought because he doesn't, nobody knows his name. You're only known by Luther. And for Agnes to call you by your full name, you know, that's funny.
I'm looking at it right now. I got it right in front of me. But how are we going to do this without Buzz?
Well, he already said his lines. Like I said, you're going to record your line, and then you're going to cut, and then you're going to record your second line, and then you're going to cut. And then you're going to record your third line. You got three
lines.
That's
stupid. Why don't we all just be on the thing together?
Because yesterday when he was on here, you weren't able to be on here at the time, but we had to record it. And then today he's not able to because he's not feeling well. So when I recorded this, when I had him on the line the other day, I said, let's just record your lines. I can splice them together. It's going to sound just like you're talking to each other. It's not the worry. All right. You know?
All right, we'll do it.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So what does it say Luther Agnes for? What is that supposed to fucking mean?
Luther's lines and Agnes's line. You see?
Together?
So you're not saying... it's like a script. Do you know what I'm saying? How it's read?
Yeah, but why did it say Luther Agnes is one word?
Oh, I changed it just now. That was a mess up.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. All right, yeah. So whose line is the second line?
Luther.
That's her line.
You have the very. Sorry, I'm confused now. You're Luther. Yeah, you got the second line. Your line, your first line is Luther Van Balls Wilcox.
No. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay, your first line. I put different names. Okay.
It sure does, women. Now scram. That's mine.
Yeah. Okay. So, what the thing is here is like, you know, you're going to start off like you're inside a casino, or you're in the bar, and I'm talking to you, and I have some other scene where like, it doesn't matter. I can't think of it right now, but it ties together with this, and it's just like this is kind of just more like a cover scene, you know, like off the top. Kind of not
this.
To do, yeah. So you're just sitting at the bar, and first
Am
off,
I drunk?
Say this. Try to act a little bit, yeah, because you're gonna be. You've been sitting at the bar for a while. Have your first line be this. Tony, give me another, or whatever name you want to make up for the bartender. You know.
All right.
And then we'll cut, and then I'll tell you what lines you're going to do next, because you're not going to say them all in a row. We're going to just say them and cut,
all
okay?
It's fine. All right.
So just say this. When I say action, just say in Luther voice, say in a drunk, you know, Tony, give me another one, Tony, or hit me with another one, Tony.
All right. I got you.
All right.
Okay.
And action.
Yeah, Tony! Give me another one.
Nah, do another one. I don't like that.
Now, how about this? I'm not drunk enough yet.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
And action.
dirty. What kind of alcohol are you serving? I'm barely feeling anything yet. Bring me another one.
How about this? Instead of saying barely feeling anything yet, say, I barely feel a buzz.
Barely feel a buzz. Gotcha.
I barely got a buzz. Or barely feel a buzz. Yeah.
Okay.
And action.
Johnny, what the fuck are you serving? I'm barely feeling a buzz. I could probably give my 5-year-old great-grandson this shit, and he wouldn't feel nothing. Give me another one.
Cut.
You like that one?
That was great. I like how you, yeah. Now, just read the lines off the next one, just like it is, because I have this written for a certain way. I'm glad I didn't have that line written in, so I'm glad you
did
that the way you did. Okay, your next line
It
sure does, woman. Now scram. That's your next line. Ready? And action.
It sure does, women. Now scram.
No, woman. You said women.
I said, all right. Woman. Women.
Go ahead, and
okay.
Action.
It sure does, woman. Now scram.
Cut. Perfect. Okay. That doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised you didn't kill me along the way.
Gotcha.
It's your next line. Go ahead. And action.
That doesn't surprise me. I'm surprised you didn't kill me along the way.
Cut. That's great. Okay, ready? And action.
I'm thinking about it.
I didn't know you knew. Okay. All right, one more time. Ready? Action.
I'm thinking about it right now. Get off my ear, woman.
Cut. All right, don't say get off my ear, woman. So wait 1 second and then say it. Because she give her, like, picture her time, picture her pulling your ear. Ready? And do I'm thinking about it right now from getting ready. And
Wait. Cut. She's pulling my ear as she's saying, I thought about it?
No. After you say, I'm thinking about it right now, she's just going to pull your ear and drag you.
She pulled my ear afterwards. I'm going to feel the effects of her.
Right, because after that, she's going to say, let's go, Luther Van Bols Wilcox, we're going home. So that's the line.
I got you. Just give me it. All right.
You got it. All right, ready? And action.
I'm thinking about it right now. Get off my ear, woman.
I love when you do the eh. That's fucking great, dude. I love it. It's so funny.
That's part of his character. That was great stuff, dude.
It's funny, cool, dude. Cool. It's so funny. His character, like, I don't know if you see it like that. Dude, is so fucking funny. I love Luther. He's my favorite character. I like Ho-Ho. They're my two favorites.
I know. I'm working on some new ones, too. But they are
I'm trying to invent some new ones. Yeah, I'm trying to invent some new ones. I want to try to do a lesbian, a butch lesbian type Lizzie the Lesbo.
Oh, God, I can't imagine.
I don't know if I can do that, though.
You're going to have to do a, maybe, you know how I do the group chats with everybody?
Yeah.
Maybe you create one with all the, everybody that's involved with these skits and do the characters, you know what I mean?
So everybody
knows every character involved in. And now Axe is getting involved and Easy's making a new character. Buzz all of a sudden is playing fucking Luther's wife. I didn't even know fucking Buzz was like I didn't know that there was a character for Luther's wife, and all of a sudden now there's one I didn't know about. You know what I mean? Like,
well, no, there wasn't, but here's how that was created. It's already thought of that because Buzz and I created that character, Agnes, not even thinking about Luther's wife. I just made up the name, thought it would be funny. I wasn't even thinking. And we were doing it to make prank phone calls so he could have a character to play prank phone calls. And then when we were doing this one, I said, well, since your character's name is Agnes already, you know, we've done some prank phone calls. We've said her husband is Harold on the phone calls, but we can change that. Not a big deal, you know.
There can be a second Agnes. It doesn't have to be at Luther's wife.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, nobody really knows. It's not a. It's all comedy. It's all. It's just what it is. You know. It's, so it's all for fun.
Right.
You know? It's all good. Yeah.
All right.
So all right, man. I appreciate it, man. And I'm ending this now. I got to prepare for the show tonight, but I want to try to get as much of this done as possible. I want to try to just putting together the background music, you know, and the sound effects.
Got you. All right, brother.
Cool, good stuff, man. Talk to you later.
Thing. Let me know when these skits are done. So
I definitely will. You know, everybody will be getting an MP3 of it.
Yeah,
I
want to
put it on
that.
YouTube too.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to be long. You're going to embrace yourself.
All right, that's fine. I want to get involved in more of them because you're actually doing it in a sense that I like. I didn't notice how you were doing them.
Right,
so
that's why
I wanted
to try to make it longer. I wanted to do it more like a movie, get more people involved. I was doing the first two, and I was like, no, we need more. I need more people. I can't just do it all myself.
You may have something going with this.
I do. That's why I'm trying
to do it,
man.
Should call into. I think we should set up an interview with Benny as yourself. We don't have to tell anybody that you play Redneck Roy, but I think
you can.
We should set up an interview. No. I don't know if we should or not. We'll talk about that, but maybe next week or the week after, I set up an interview with Benny on Darbarians, and you could actually talk about your projects with everybody playing, you know, getting involved and who's involved and what, and we can actually promote it on Darbarians too. And maybe it'll even get more people to want to sign up and become part of it and create their own characters.
Yeah,
you know?
And I can say working with the redneck is a handful. We can make fun of the redneck on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as of right now, Redneck Roy's been playing
chicken.
A character for a long time. Right?
Redneck Roy's a year old.
I saw a thing on Facebook, Facebook memory, where I was putting about Redneck Roy versus the Screener. That was over a year ago now. So
was more than a year old.
I
had two different Facebook pages, so that one might be a year old. But I've had one before that for a while too, because I got locked out of the Screener.
Yeah, Redneck Roy versus the Screener was about 13, 14 months ago.
Yeah. So that was a while. So that was already Redneck Roy for how long at that time?
Redneck Roy was
the summer of 2016.
Darbarians didn't even start till January 2017. So if you were doing that before 2016, then that's before Darbarians. But Redneck Roy came around, like, I think about March, maybe March.
Of 2016?
Yeah, no, 17. Because Darbarians didn't start until...
It was 2016.
Nah, Darbarians' very first episode... I'll tell you right now, Darbarians' very first episode was the first week of January 2017. It was like January 2nd.
No, you're thinking
I knew
wrong.
That because we started... I'm telling you right now. No, it's not. 2017, January, was the very first episode. It was the start of the new year, and me and Chris talked about the show in December about creating one, and then we set the start right as the new year hit.
Are you sure that it was? You did like a new season.
No, I know, but the very first episode was there. You can look it up. I mean, it's January 2017.
I thought it was longer than that. Nope. And even if it's not been longer than that, you know, as popular as good as I've come.
We had the one-year episode. Yeah, well, go look at the one-year episode. That was January 2018. I mean, that's recent. Yeah.
Oh, it's just January.
There's only 66 episodes. You know what I mean? Or 67 episodes. And we skipped.
I think I was on episode number 16 of yours on the Darbarians when Redneck Roy first came on.
Well, there you go. And that was 4 months in. So that would make sense. Then that's April. So we're in May now. So, yeah, it's been over a year.
Redneck Roy, man.
Yep. So, yeah. It's really not been as long as you may think. But it's
I know.
Been a lot
but
going
good,
on.
Though, because it's
three
general,
shows
like, I've
out of it.
Done a lot since then. You know, I've done a lot with him, you know, in that character. And coming to the point where I'm doing these skits, you know. Well, you mentioned to me before about doing skits. I wanted to think of a proper way to do it, you know. And I'm really glad I got the opportunity to get the proper tools that I needed to, you know, do these.
Well, I think Blog Talk was big. Blog Talk helped a lot. Even though Blog Talk fucks up a lot, Blog Talk has helped
they
a
lot. They did help, yeah, absolutely. Well, that's why it's hard for me to do, like, find another way to do it, because, especially with my skits, because I got to have a way for everybody to call in at once. So there are certain features that I can't get elsewhere.
There's a way to do it through Mixlr. There's a way to do it through Mixlr, but
just dependent.
There's a way to do it through Mixlr, but you need your own server and your own website to be able to pull it off.
I'd rather just do it this way for now. If I can get the money to do something like that, I'm still going to try to find ways to do it.
Right.
Now, all I got to do is have one way to record the audio. So I have to have a platform to be able to record a bunch of people at one time.
Right.
You know? But here's the other thing, though. If everybody that was involved, if you were right now talking on your Blue Yeti and I was on my Blue Yeti, we would sound a lot clearer. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Well,
so
all you have to do is fucking send me an invite. Yeah, you can send me an invite to my email, and then I can connect with the Blue Yeti. That's all you
gotta
do.
Well, no, I can't do it that way because everybody's audio has to be the same level. You know what I mean? Like, I have the audio set, like, when I have this on the skit, my area, when I have my audio level.
You can fix the levels. You can fix levels on Acid.
No, that's what I mean. On Acid, I need to have them all sound the same, too. Like, if I record on a recording app, or if I record a line, some dialogue on just, like, the Blue Yeti, for example, it's going to sound very different. Than my audio or anybody else's who's using a regular phone.
Well, that's what reverb
is for,
bro.
No,
that's
not what I mean. You can't do that when they're on the telephone, like how you were talking now. It's not going to really sound the same. And that's the thing. And I use the same volume levels when I do, most of the time, when I do a dialogue scene, like here I got scene 16, and I got most of the volume levels set at either 6.4, or 3.0, you know, I was having it 8.2, but that was too high.
It doesn't matter because the loudness in people's voices, you'll have to change that too. Like when I talk as Luther, my voice gets louder than when I'm talking to you right now.
Right. So when I'm doing
I'll
adjust the volume level.
But as long as we're all speaking
on the same platform, it all sounds the same. You know, sometimes I might have like the phone holding away from, like, when the scene where I had did with Mac White, it was a cameo scene. I was in a place getting chicken, and so the guy behind the counter, the Chinese guy, I did like this. Oh, is Red Nicaragua, fried chicken is ready, you know? I hold it away from my face, so that way it sounds like he's not
right.
You know what I mean? So certain things like
that.
Any kind of effects I can do myself, you know? And
so I'm just
learning. But I got the Acid 8.0. Is what it is.
It's not fair.
And it's like monthly. I pay monthly. And it gets all the features the other one had. That's all I need. You know what I mean?
Right.
Good. All right, my brother.
Right.
Well, let me get going and get
some
stuff then. Absolutely.
Yeah,
thank you
good.
Again for your help, man. And it's going to be funny, especially when I play it, when I send it to you. You're going to listen to it. You're going to like it.
I can't wait. It's going to be interesting.
All right. Talk to you later, brother.
All right, brother. Later.